I fucking hate laundry.
Oh my god. Dude, laundry's the worst.
It just, it's this daunting pile of shit I have to do. Of like 3 hours out of your day.
Yeah, and it stinks. Literally.
Yeah. It's not just the washing and having to go through that whole process. Then you gotta fold everything. I'm so bad at that.
Yeah, and then you gotta not unfold it while you're shoving it into your fucking drawer.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lit for Lakers. I'm your host, Jess, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Travis.
What's up, guys?
Whew. Fourth time's a charm. Everybody, we had the hardest time getting this right, getting this intro right, and this is our fourth take. You know what's so funny is, like, we're such a shit show that this has already been so derailed, and, like, I call this a good start.
Yeah, this is by no means a good start.
Yeah. So, hasn't been a whole long time since our last episode, and figured we'd check back in again and do something a little fun since no news has really come around. We're looking to 4 years from now when LeBron James Jr. is going to get drafted. He's got to go number one because of LeBron. It's because LeBron will be off his contract and will be able to sign wherever he wants, ideally with his son. So this pick is going to be the most tanked after pick of all time, that number one pick. And so we're basically going to take a look to the future, look across all the teams and try to make predictions on who in 4 years is going to suck. You excited for the sucky predictions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Trav, I believe you have the list up.
Yep.
You got the Western I guess we'll start with the Western Conference. Let's go from the top down. Let's start making some predictions. Start with number one. I think we know who that is.
Yeah.
You want to name it?
Wait, you're just asking who's the top in the Western Conference?
Yeah, the top
one. Rockets.
The Rockets. There we go. I don't know. What are your thoughts? I could kind of see them sucking.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't work, they blow it up.
I mean, it's just kind of dependent on, because, like, Chris Paul will be done. Like, will Harden still be good in 4 years?
Oh, would he? How long does his contract run for? He might not even be there.
Oh, I'm sure he's locked up for a while.
No, I don't think he'll be tanking.
Yeah, I feel like they'll be too good to be tanking.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, next down, Warriors. No way.
No way.
Yeah, Curry will still be a top 10 player probably, and they'll at least have him. They'll probably have one of Klay or Draymond in 4 years. Mm-hmm. They might be winning championships in 4 years, but, like,
they're
going to still be good.
Yeah, they're not going to be tanking, even if they're not, you know, what they are now.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Trailblazers, what you
number
got?
Three. I see them tanking.
Yeah?
I see it getting blown up it might get blown up this year, but, like, maybe next year or maybe the year after. And I just see them as a team that's just, like, not going to have it together. Like, I think they'll already be tanking for a year or two. Like, they'll already be rebuilding, and they just won't have it together. So they'll just have to, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. Because they're not going to – what are they going to do? You scared of the Trailblazers?
Yeah. Yeah.
They might be in contention to get them.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're gonna tank. They'll be a tanker. Yeah. It's number four.
Thunder.
No, they'll have, like, an old PG and, like, an old Russell Westbrook, and they'll be that team that doesn't realize they're not.
It's yeah,
not
they happening with the they playoffs. Won't tank though. They should.
Yeah. They'll just hang on to Russell Westbrook forever.
Oh, for sure. He ain't, yeah, there's no way he's leaving at this point.
Yeah.
No way. All right.
Yeah.
Next up, we got the Jazz.
Jazz. No way. Donovan Mitchell's a star.
But he's like 24 now?
22.
Oh, he's 22. Okay, he's not as old as I thought.
No. In 4 years, he'll be hitting his prime. Like,
oh, man. No way. All right. Definitely. Yeah, no, not a taker. You convinced me. Pelicans.
Yes.
Yeah, you think?
Anthony Davis will be gone, and that franchise will crumble.
Definitely. They'll definitely crumble without the stash. Or what do they call them?
I don't know. I just don't see it happening there. I don't see them putting it together.
No, yeah, you know no way. I mean? That's like,
and then he's gonna leave.
Yeah, definitely.
People think he's gonna go to Chicago.
Well, no.
That's where he's from, but like,
no,
that seems crazy.
Yeah, don't go there. That's stupid.
Yeah, I think he's a couple years away from free agency.
Anyway, yeah, I don't think Chicago's gonna be a destination in 2 years. But you never know. Didn't they get someone good in the draft?
Markkanen, he's pretty good.
No, but the last one. I feel like I heard about someone in summer league doing well. I should probably look this up.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name. It's goddamn, it's escaping me. I can find it. He's good. Yeah, he's been playing well.
Yeah, so maybe he breaks out. You never know. But this is nonsense. That's not even what we're talking about. Next up, we got the Spurs.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Wendell Carter Jr. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, totally the Spurs. Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's when DeRozan leaves and the Spurs start tanking.
Yeah, old, really old Spurs. Definitely.
Yeah. And Pop will be gone, so now it's going to be Becky Hammond's team, so she's going to tank it up so that she can, like, draft her whole team up to the beginning. I feel so bad, like, I really don't want to see, like, the first woman head coach be a tank.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, I think that's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen.
That's all right, though, at least. But that'll be good as long as they stick around with her. I mean, she'll get a chance to, she'll really get her chance to build her own team, and she won't be walking into a situation where, like, she doesn't know how to handle it as well, you know what I mean? If that makes
sense. I suppose. It's just not a good look.
I mean, it's not
a good look. That's totally what's going to happen.
Yeah. I just feel like that might not be a bad, in the long run, that might not be a bad situation for her to be in.
No, it's not. Low pressure, and you get to build your team from the ground up. It's just, you know. Or she takes a job. Maybe she realizes that she'd be a tank commander. She takes a job somewhere else in a couple of years. I don't know. She's interviewed before. Anyway.
Okay.
But they're definitely going to be
tanking. Yeah.
Who we got up next?
We got the Timberwolves.
Yeah. T-Wolves?
Yes, tanking for sure.
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns will be
gone. And Wiggins.
I feel like there's only going to be like 8 to 10 teams tanking. Like, at most, probably actually 8, probably, like at the end of the season. So I think we're already like named how many tanking teams?
We think a lot of teams are going to tank.
Yeah.
We got like 4 already.
I think so.
Thunder, Spurs, right. Trailblazers. So we got 3, but
okay. So we've named 3 so far. Go on.
So I think it's because, you know, Butler. I've already heard Butler wants out. I don't know. Have you heard that?
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah, and Wiggins is unhappy, and yeah,
yeah. We talked about this on the last
podcast. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Anyway. T-Wolves, so also a tank team. So who else? Who's next?
Next up, we got the Nuggets.
No, not a tank team. They got a lot of young
guys. Yeah, I agree.
Guys going on Jokic and shit. They'll be competing.
All right. Yeah, that one's easy. Clippers.
No. Jerry West will have them at least mediocre.
You think? I don't know. I feel like... I think... Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's going to whip him into decent shape before then.
Assuming they don't get Kawhi Leonard. Otherwise, then it's like, forget about it.
Next up, Lake Show. No way.
No way. We'll have LeBron. Trying to keep him. You can't tank for LeBron's son, but also have LeBron. That doesn't work out. We'll have to trade for the pick if we can.
Trade Zoe for the pick. Next up, we've got Kings, who will tank forever. For sure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They will tank forever. That's like half the tank teams already.
Mavericks. Nope.
No way.
They got busted from tanking. They are to tanking what the Lakers are to tampering.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the Sixers, but like... Oh, no, you're right. Getting caught. Doncic. I just believe
in Doncic. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I saw his fucking couple highlight videos that I saw.
His really highlight videos are really convincing.
Yeah. And his box scores, the three box scores and a couple of championship trophies I know that he has. And the three box scores I've seen, I'm really impressed.
All right. Next up, we've got the Grizzlies.
I think they'll get it together.
You think? Who's... Yeah.
That doesn't mean they make the playoffs, but they're not going to be like bottom of the
for sure
table. I don't know. Maybe you see it different.
I'm not really sure with them. They could go either way, I guess. But...
Yeah, I just keep thinking about the Kings tanking forever.
And speaking of tanking forever, next up is the Suns.
No. I think they get it together. I think with Ayton and Booker. I don't think they're winning those championships, but they can do like a 6-7 seed, maybe even like 4-5.
Get a couple wins.
I think I'm a big believer in Ayton.
Yeah, Ayton seems.
I actually watched a couple of his games instead of just highlight videos.
Right. So you're a real expert.
Yeah, I'm a real expert.
All right, so that is. Yes, I don't know. I'm not sold. I'll have to see Ayton play first. But next up. We are moving on to the Eastern Conference. Number one, Raptors. Yes. Me too. Kawhi is leaving.
Well, no. Yeah, you're right. No, see, here's where I kind of wish-wash on this. It's like, Kawhi is leaving. But in 3 years, they'll have, like, some young talent starting to develop. OG Anunoby will be like really good, I think. And I don't think it would be plausible to tank with that team. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're going to tank, but I think they're going to be, it's just not going to be realistic to tank by the time it's Bron's son time, right? You know?
All right. Yeah. Next up is the Celtics.
And also Toronto probably was never going to sign LeBron anyway. Right. So.
Well, he does already own Toronto. So he might want to play in the place he owns.
He's such a douche with that. He is such a douche. I love it. I hope he does that with the Lakers. I hope he says, I'm the king of Boston.
That would be amazing. That would be my...
He did that with New York. He calls himself the king of New York.
Yeah.
Knicks fans are like, oh, does that mean he's going to play for us? No, bitch. He just cooked you.
All right. Next up, we have the Sixers, who have a lot of experience in tanking.
Wait, no, we didn't talk about. We skipped Celtics, didn't we?
Oh yeah, sorry.
We might as well have. They're not tanking.
No, they'll tank. They're going to be good awful. Forever. They're just going to plummet. They're just any.
No man, any they're going to be good forever.
They're going to be awful for a long time. Super horrible. Fuck the Celtics. Moving on. 76ers.
No. That one's easy. Yeah.
Even though they probably, with all the experience they have in tanking, they probably land them. That's not how it's going to be for them.
No, they're going to be winning championships at that point.
They're going to get like two, probably. That's my prediction.
Right. That's not crazy. No, I think there's just so much talent these days. I don't think there's going to be like this Warriors team is probably going to be the last true dynasty. We'll see, but like. I don't know, just if you, the way I look, maybe not the last dynasty ever, but like I'm looking at like what the future talent looks like, and it's like kind of spread. I don't know. Of course, it's kind of spread.
And they're going to just, they're all going to start moving towards
certain teams. I take that back. There will always be super teams. Fuck that shit. But no, you know what? You know what it is? Here we go. It's not that super teams can't happen, but it's like they won't last that long because players keep moving around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
I could be asked backwards wrong, but that's an interesting idea. But, yeah. The Sixers, I mean, so they're going to win at least two, I think. I don't think it's crazy. Like, I don't think you're crazy to feel like you're going to win five or six if you're Philly. But, like, that feeling really means two. Like, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There are multiple teams that feel like they're going to win a championship next year, and there's only one
right.
that does. So, you know, you always feel better about how you are than you actually are.
I don't know, I feel like I'm the opposite usually, but...
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm just saying, like, optimist. I don't know. Of course.
Whatever. Okay. So next up, we've got the Cavaliers. Interesting one, this.
Yeah, that's when... Okay, look, they're going to be mediocre forever at this point.
Unless... Well, unless... I guess unless they could pull it off, because I think they'll be a tanker.
I know they'll be a tanker in 4 years because that's when Kevin Love's contract is up. They're going to be toiling in mediocrity for the next. Okay, hold on. Here we are. So, the Cavs are going to be toiling in mediocrity for the next 4 years because they're going to have Kevin Love, and they're going to be just missing the playoffs or just barely making the playoffs as Colin Sexton gets better, mm-hmm. right? That being in that middle ground and probably making a bunch of trades to try to maximize Kevin Love is exactly how you like to deplete a couple picks here and there is how you build the perfect team to tank. And what better team to tank for LeBron?
Right, exactly.
Could you imagine? They get this could be... I'm about to go on a conspiracy theory. What if giving Kevin Love the extension, the 4-year extension, is all just a master plan to build the tank team further down the road?
That would be amazing. That would be so crazy. And then they don't get it. they get the 2-pick.
They get like 5th.
All right.
No. I actually don't think the years actually exactly match up there. But Kevin Love could still be like bad results. Okay, I keep getting sidetracked. Let's move on. So definitely Cavaliers. Pacers. No, Oladipo will be still pushing them. For contention.
Yeah.
Or at least to be a
I think that, that's a pretty easy one. I agree.
Yeah.
Next up, Heat.
How many tank teams do we have so far? We had four in the West,
I think,
right?
We might have had five. Hold on. We had Kings, T-Wolves, Spurs, Jazz, Thunder, Trailblazers.
I thought we said no to Thunder.
Oh, I think you're right. We said no to Thunder. So that's four. Okay.
Yeah. Four. And on the East, we have...
I said yes for Raptors.
Okay. So four or five. And then how many more on the East?
Yeah, Raptors on the East. So...
Otherwise, we said no.
Wait, what? No, hold on. We have four in the West.
Or we haven't said...
Sorry, you got a little robot-y. I'm having a hard time. So we have four in the West, right? So now in the East, mm-hmm. I've said Raptors.
And that's it?
And then, no. And then we have Cavaliers. So that's two. Yeah. Two for me and one for you, right? Because you didn't say, right, okay.
Yeah. So we got about like two more slots that we
felt
can,
like more.
We have.
All right, all next right. up, we said Pacers. So next up, we got the Heat.
I could see them tanking.
Yeah.
I could see it not working out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I don't know. I don't have a...
But they're like, I'm kind of iffy on them because I could see them just like being solid. They're like always solid.
That's true.
Anyway.
Who knows? I think they're just a harder team to make a prediction.
I can't call it
either
way.
That's a tough one. So we'll go move on. Next, we got the Bucks. Antetokounmpo's Bucks.
Yeah, he'll be gone. They'll be tanking. They'll be close enough to their rebuild where they put like one more year of tanking. Yeah. Let's do it.
But if he somehow stays for whatever reason.
If they can get it together, I don't know how they could do it, but they need to get him some help.
Yeah, otherwise he'll be a Laker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably a tank team. How about Wizards?
Yeah, they're going to blow it up. No, you know what? No. I think they're going to blow it up a little bit sooner, and they won't be so bad at it. They'll be kind of on the uptick.
Yeah, this probably sounds fair because, I mean, Beal and Wall have been just not good enough to do really anything against a conference where LeBron has been there the entire time.
Yeah. And they're kind of butting heads.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, and then they added Dwight Howard.
Oh, that's awful. That's a bad idea. And also, now there's the Celtics. I mean, not like there wasn't the Celtics before, but the Celtics are really good. There's no way that they're going to blow it up pretty soon, I would imagine. All right, so not tanking. So moving on, Pistons.
No, I see them just hanging on to the shit that they have and like finishing two games out of the playoffs every year.
Yeah, it was kind of funny when Blake Griffin went there and he was like, I want to help build a dynasty. It's like, no, that's not going to happen. And I think they'll still be trying to build that dynasty in 4 years' time, and they will not be tanking, but will also not really be good.
Word.
All right, Hornets.
Hornets? Nah. Same deal as like some of these other ones. It's like they're very soon going to be tanking. When Kemba leaves, they'll be tanking.
For sure. All right.
We got it.
Next, we got the Knicks.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
I think they'll be tanking. I don't think that Porzingis is staying after his contract, so definitely think they'll be bad at that point.
I'm like 60 to 70% yes, they'll be tanking because Kristaps leaves. God damn, I think so many people are going to leave. But this is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, people bounce all the time. And the Lakers are a thing again.
But I hear the rumblings on NBA Twitter about KD to the Knicks next year.
That would be really cool, I think.
Yeah. I want the Knicks to be good. Like, I'm so sick of like the Knicks being bad. I like their fans. Like, from my experience with online, like seeing Knicks fans and stuff, they're like, they're really funny and self-deprecating and, like, you know, really pretty level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of their terrible ownership and, you know, all the shit going on there. But I would like them to have a good thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That would be really...
That'd be a pretty filthy combo.
I guess KD and I'd rather have Kristaps. KD... Sorry, go ahead.
Just that'd be a filthy duo, him and Kristaps.
For sure. What were you saying? I would definitely prefer KD to be a Laker, to slither his way on here to LA, but if he doesn't, then New York would be a great place for him to go. Excited.
A filthy 1-2 combo.
Next up, we've got D-Lo's Nets.
Nah.
No, wait, D-Lo's going to lead him to the promised land.
D-Lo's going to lead him. They're going to be a 4 seed.
For sure.
In the East, so not that great. But they're gonna be like a 4 seed. They'll be a second round bounce. The Celtics will smash them in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no man. I think D'Lo's gonna like. He ain't gonna win shit, but he's gonna get.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
He really excited me like in the early season last year before he got hurt.
Yeah, I kept hearing about him dropping 20 something points like all the time.
Yeah, but D'Lo's still funny because like I just remember that super D'Lo game where he. What was it? It's like he hit 8 threes in a row in the first quarter. And so he's like trending on Twitter. And then hit like one more three.
I remember that.
he scored like, what was it, 24 points in the first quarter and finished with 27. Yeah. Couldn't even break 30.
That's so bad.
He just couldn't put it together. Like, he's very rarely did he have a complete good game. He had plenty of excellent quarters, but
yeah,
good games.
I saw him,
but hopefully, I'm thinking he puts it together.
I saw him in an interview recently, and I was looking at his hair. You know what his hair looks like right now, right?
Yeah.
I was just like thinking, man, he needs to put some pink or purple in there. was it 69? Go all 69 in the NBA.
Six nine?
Yeah.
You talking about rainbow? You want to be rainbow?
Doesn't 69 have rainbows in his hair? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous. I thought you meant just a little bit of purple in there.
No, I mean like all of his hair is now some neon color.
Huh. All right.
That'd be funny.
I'm not in that camp, but you know, you do you.
That'd be awesome. Anyways. So Nets not tanking, definitely. We have the Bulls next.
Nah, I think they're gonna tank and get it all together. I'm not gonna say they're great, but like they'll be trying to.
Yeah, I think you're right. That one's easy. All right.
Yeah, with Markkanen and Wendell Carter, that's the guy, Wendell Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a solid foundation that at the very least means they're not going to be tanking in the future.
Yep. All right. Magic.
Ooh, they got Aaron Gordon locked up. What do you think, Trav?
Not tanking.
Yeah, I agree with you. They'll get it together.
All right. And last but not least is Quavo's Hawks. Yo, that dude owns the Hawks. Have you seen him at those games? He brings the house down, man.
Does he?
Yeah, they love him there. He's like at games all the time. So I've heard.
Huh, so he's like your Drake.
Yeah, he's kind of he's like that. But he doesn't actually own them.
All right, so the Hawks. It all depends, like. Is Trae Young going to work out or is he going to
play? I think Trae Young's going to be pretty good. I don't think he's a bust. I think he's good.
He might be a Lonzo.
No, his shooting has been coming together, though. Yeah, he had some good games. You didn't hear about that?
Well, I saw he had some games where he's dropping 20, but it was because he got to the free throw line.
Maybe that was it.
I don't have to look up the stats. Like he wasn't shooting.
No, well. I know. I mean, he did a better job. I know we always make fun of highlights.
I think overall he wasn't a good shooter over summer league and like really struggled.
No, that's just definitely the case. Shots. But I'm saying towards the end it started to come together.
Okay. Well,
I think that's. I didn't see the games. I saw some highlights.
I'll say they don't tank.
I don't think
Trae Young works out. Yeah, I think no matter what, he's going to be, a good point guard. He's a good passer. He's very clearly a good passer. Mm-hmm. So, and then he'll shoot good enough. And, you know, a couple years of tanking. I think, yeah, they got to be trying to win. Because they're going to keep tanking.
Sure. Oh, yeah, they're not done. Trae Young's not we're done tanking now.
I'm going to make us good. Hold up, let me solo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, and that's it.
All right. That is it. I think we have too many tank teams.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you like what you heard, thank you for listening, first of all. If you like what you heard, aka if you're a fan of the Lakers or possibly a team that we didn't say is going to tank, If we were fans,
tanking's fun.
We
said tanking was fun.
Tanking is fun. Listen, nobody's listening to this if they're not Lakers fans. But in the event that somebody else is listening from a different fan, tanking's not so bad. We got through it and it was kind of fun. You just gotta
just relax,
watch for the fun. Yeah, just chill out.
That's right.
Anyway, Oh, you know what, Trav? Back.
Sorry, come again?
We should throw our intro outtakes at the back of the episode.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Nobody's listening at this point. Yeah, nobody cares.
I mean, we don't care. Nobody cares.
All right. Anyway. Like I said, please like, subscribe, 5-star rating, whatever.
How you going, buddy?
Bye. Welcome everyone to another episode of Lit for Lakers. I'm your host Jess, and I'm joined as always by my co-host Travis. Travis,
what's up, guys? This is another episode of Lit for Lakers.
This is so hilarious.
By Jess.
This is our third time we've recorded this.
Hello, what's going on?
Can you not hear me?
I can't hear you.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Lit for Lakers. I'm your host Jess, and I'm joined as always by my co-host Travis.
What's up, guys?
So today we thought we'd just check in and do something a little fun, and we're gonna kind of take a look to the way future, for when LeBron's contract is up and LeBron James Jr. could possibly be eligible for the draft. Obviously drafting him might land you LeBron, and so he would become the most tanked after prospect ever, no matter how good he was. And so we're going to take a little look into the future, try to predict who's going to be the tanking teams. But before that, Travis, I had an interesting thought about LeBron and the team he's built. I know we've talked about this weird cast of characters and like how we love it for memes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people like shit on us for how the team we built. But I was listening to the Low Post podcast, and they were talking about the Thunder, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This story sucks.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave this and redo.
Okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.